This episode of Profiles in Risk is sponsored by the InsurTech Hartford Symposium 2024. Insurance Nerds has been involved with InsurTech Hartford almost since the beginning, and it has always been a fantastic event. This year, the InsurTech Hartford Symposium is on April 17 and 18th at the Mohegan Sun Casino, an absolutely amazing venue. The symposium is more than a conference, it's an experience. With more than just panels, we also have workshops and roundtables. This year, the keynotes are by C-suite executives from Nationwide and Travelers. There is simply no better place to meet top InsurTech influencers and others making waves in insurance who are getting recognized during the second annual Making Waves Award. This year, I am super excited to be one of the honorees. Come join us for one of the best InsurTech events of the year and use our promo code SAVE250. Nerds to save $250 off of your admission. Learn more at InsurTechHartfordSymposium.com and don't forget to use our promo code SAVE250-NERDS to save $250 off of your admission. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas, and recording for the first time in my new apartment after a year of being a digital nomad. I am back in Atlanta and we just got an apartment right on the Beltline, and I don't have all my equipment back. So, new apartment, don't have my lighting, my camera, or any of that stuff that's still in storage. But I am happy to be here. And today I have with me Skip Gilland, Director of Product Development at Dispersed Cloud. Skip, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
It's going well. And yourself? Fantastic. Obviously, a new apartment. I mean, it can't be getting any better, right?
Literally moved in yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Moved in on Tuesday, and it's been interesting. Brand new building, and we're the first people to live in this unit, which means that half the stuff didn't work when we moved in. So, like, maintenance has been in and out, but it's getting there. It's getting there.
Any and nooks also, or any scratches are all yours, too, right? You can't blame it on someone else.
Oh, it was absolutely perfect, but like the AC wasn't working, the ice maker wasn't working, like we couldn't find the dishwasher. We're getting there. The hot water wasn't working. We're getting there. Yeah. So we always give the guest a chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Dispersed Cloud?
Yeah, so what Dispersed Cloud is we're a subsidiary of TransPay. And as many insurance carriers know, we process for about $3 billion in insurance premiums on the TransPay side. And a few years ago, our carriers had come to us and asked if we could pay out claims. And, you know, we're taking the inbound payments. Can we do the outbound payments? So Dispersed Cloud is kind of a company within TransPay. And what we do is basically you tell us who to pay, how much to pay, and not to oversimplify it, but you send us that data via an API call, whether you're uploading it via a JSON file or whatever. And then we allow you to come into our system and we automatically send an email out to whether it be an insurance insured, whether it be a vendor, whether it be an agency to pay commissions. We send them, the end user, an email which gives them all the different payment modalities that we have. So, for example, we have ACH, a digital check, snail mail check. We do instant deposits. We have crypto. No one's currently using that right now, just with the crypto debacle. We have instant cash or instant deposit. That's probably our most popular one. And then we're just now coming out. By the end of Q1, we should have cash pickup where you can go to any Walmart or CVS and pick up any claims payment that you'd want or whatever. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
All right. So claims, so payments sounds like a simple side of insurance. I always try to relate to my own experience. So my first insurance job, the Express Claims call center at Farm Bureau of Iowa, we received the call, and if it was a simple, what's it called? If it was a simple claim, we would keep it ourselves, and we would literally print the check ourselves and put it in the like pick it up on the printer and put it in the mail. Or we did offer a transfer, which almost nobody was taking advantage of back 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So in my mind, payments are super simple. Now, as you started explaining the different options, now that gets interesting, right? Instant deposits, pretty cool. Before we could do a transfer, but I think it took a couple of business days. And I love this upcoming idea of cash pickup, especially for claims. That is fantastically good service, especially if it's pretty much immediate. But yeah, like talk to me a little bit like what is it that makes payments challenging that where it's a good idea to use a third party provider to do payments for
yeah,
insurance specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the biggest thing is a cost factor, right? So you can basically transfer those costs from printing checks, having somebody do that. Having all the return checks come in and having to reprint them, you can eliminate, depending upon the service you're providing. So for example, if you're doing property only, those tend to be a little larger. So those, we see more checks going out there. If you're doing auto insurance, I think right now we're pushing like 78% of everyone's doing instant deposit. So you can imagine you alleviate all of that check cutting and having to worry about those coming back or whatever the case may be. So the cost savings is the first thing, but I think more than anything, especially in this economy, is customers, a lot of times, I always use this term, have more month than money, right? So they wanna have their cash right away. I know my wife is an example. She's very conservative and, you know, it's not necessary, that's not the reason that she would do it, but she just likes to know that, hey, she has her money. She don't have to wait for a check in the mail. I mean, 7 to 10 business days is what a check has taken to get to somebody. Then you're taking a lot of customer service calls if you're an insurance carrier or an MGA. We offload all of that to us. So now once you send us where to send that money via email, we then take all the customer service calls and, that's a huge benefit as well. But more importantly, you get a happy customer, right? We hear it all the time as customers come in, they get their email, they make a choice of how they want paid. And literally, like I said, on the instant deposit on the auto side, for sure, it's 80%, pushing 80%. They have their money in their account literally within 30 seconds. So that's huge. I think you're muted, Tony.
Okay, fantastic. What's the integration like? So yeah. So I'm kind of guessing that if I have Guidewire or an equally modern system, it's a super quick API.
That's exactly right. API is a real simple API. Again, I don't want to oversimplify it by saying you just tell us who to pay, how much to pay, because there's a lot more that goes into it. As an example, we've had to digitize how like multi-party checks are done, where, you know, it might be a multi-party check, but now what we're doing is we're sending out information or emails to, you know, whether it be Wells Fargo, whether it be, you know, another claimant that has to sign off on it. And then once those guys sign off on it, it then goes to the payee, and then the payee can get it. So, you know, by oversimplifying it, saying who to pay, how much to pay, that's really the data we need. But our API is built very simple. We do all the heavy lifting on our side so that you don't have to build it on your side. And then we also have built a complete UI. So our UI completely handles everything that we can do on our API. Obviously, our UI is built using our API. So that allows people to crawl. And then we give them the option to walk, which would be uploading a file on a daily basis. And then we just automate it. We grab the file from the FTP server and we just push out all the data as needed, or it can be real time, like you said, into a Guidewire, any type of a policy management system.
All right. So if I'm still using Sisal and I can just log into to the UI and manually do it. Perfect. All right. What's the pricing like?
That's the best part. I mean, I think the pricing eliminates everything that you have. So we have a setup fee, and depending upon what we need to do, that could range anywhere from $500 up to as much as $2,500, depending upon how much we need to be involved in the integration. We control all of the development. So if there's some certain things that need to be developed in order to kind of match your business process, that's when it gets up to the higher amount, the 2,500. And then we have basically a $49.95 a month fee. And we allow you to either pass the cost on to the customer. So for example, let's just say an instant deposit, it would be $5 as an example. You could pass that cost on to the customer, or you could absorb a percentage of it or a dollar amount of it. So we're very flexible there. I'd say currently, I'm not sure that we have anybody that doesn't pass the entire cost on to the customer right now. The one thing that we do, just to keep in the DOI regulations, is we require everybody to, well, let me back that up. Now we require our snail mail checks are always charged to the carrier or the MGA because we have to give a free option to the customer, right? So again, just to keep in the regulations, we always just, pass that right to the carrier. So the carrier, obviously absorbs that cost, but you're looking at sub $2 versus having somebody there to cut checks and whatnot. I think the last person we did a paper on, I think they were saying each week, and they're a fairly small corp or company, was saving them over 10 man hours a week just in, being able to push it out via the API.
You kind of already answered the question, but I tend to ask, what feature is on the way that's not here yet, that you can already talk about? So you did already talk about cash pickup at Walmart or CVS coming up. Anything else that's in the works and will be a feature in the future that you can already talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, going out Q1, the end of Q1 here, we will have a batch check. So say for example, you need to send several checks to an attorney. What we do is we batch that, and we allow you to take all those checks, put it in one envelope, and then send it to the attorney that way, so that each claimant doesn't have to get a check. In addition to that, which we already have, just kind of as I'm going through, I'm thinking of other features that people may be interested in, is obviously since we're a digital platform, you have to have an email address, right? And with the email address, we have to have a phone number that we can also either call or text to so that we can send the one-time password to, so that we make sure that we're very secure. But in addition to that, I kind of lost my train of thought there. Where was I going with that, Tony? Well,
Future features.
yeah. So, oh yeah, the batch processing, and then in addition to that, our new rollout of how we do multi-party checks is something that nobody does. And again, it's not because it's a check, but now we're allowing the consumer or the end payee to go into a portal. And they're putting in Wells Fargo's information. So, as you well know, if you send out a check to Wells Fargo and Tony, you're going to have to go find somebody at Wells Fargo to endorse the back of that check, right? So, we've basically created that in a digital way where now Tony goes and calls Wells Fargo and says, hey, who can I email this to? And then they get a link, they have to authorize it, and then it comes back to you versus. Because most carriers and most MGAs don't have every Wells Fargo or every vendor that they can send or that they have the contact information to send an email. They don't carry those email addresses. So that's a huge one for us as well.
Perfect. That makes sense.
And Apple Pay, that's the other thing. So, or Apple Wallet. Now we can push that information or that money to the Apple Wallet as well. So,
From the customer service perspective, I love it. I love the idea of we'll pay you by a smoke signal if that's the way you want it. And I don't have to program all this into my system.
Yeah, exactly.
I just tell you how much to pay and let you integrate and deal with the customer. Yeah, awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, yeah, makes sense to me. When this goes live, I will tag both you and the company on LinkedIn and hope to see you at ITC again this year.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
And thank you so much for your time.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Tony.